ప్రభుపాద్ ఈ నానలులు 1976 ఫ్రమ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ డైరీ బై హరిశౌర్ దాస్. ఇన్ క్లాస్ ప్రభుపాద్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ లస్ట్ అండ్ లవ్. వర్స్ 26 డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హౌ అజామిల్ హ్యాడ్ బికమ్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లస్టీ డిజైర్స్ ఫర్ ఎ ప్రాస్టిట్యూట్. హిస్ లైఫ్ వాజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఫీడింగ్ అండ్ లుకింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హిస్ చిల్డ్రన్, ఎస్పెషలీ హిస్ యంగెస్ట్ నారాయణ్. He forgot about the passing of time and his life with it, and he could not see that death was upon him. Prabhupada pointed out that we also hear description of Mother Yashoda fully absorbed in feeding baby Krishna, but there is difference. When something is Krishna centered, it is spiritual. When it is whimsical centered, it is material. He gave another example to illustrate the point. What is the difference between lusty desires and pure love? Here we are mixing man and woman, mixing with lusty desires, and Krishna is also mixing with gopis. Superficially, they look the same. Yet, what is the difference? So, the difference has been explained by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the difference between lusty desires and love? He has said, when I want to satisfy my senses, that is lust. When we want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, that is love, prema, kama prema. That is the difference. That is Krishna consciousness. Don't do anything for your personal gratification. Do everything for Krishna's sense gratification. So lust means satisfying your senses. You may be working for a girl, but because it satisfies you, otherwise why you work for a girl? So lust means what will satisfy your senses. It will look like you are doing great sacrifice for father, for mother, for the nation, for some woman. It looks like you are giving your life for somebody else, but because it makes you happy, you are doing that. You did not consider Krishna. So anything you do besides Krishna, that is all lust, what you like. So love means when you do anything and everything for Krishna, that is love. So love is not selfish. When you are loving Krishna, you love everybody. When you love your country, you may not love Pakistan. Only you love your countrymen. But when you love Krishna, because everything in the world is Krishna's, so your enemies are also Krishna's. So if you love Krishna, you love your enemy also. Does anyone love enemy? You hate enemy or love enemy? Hate enemy. Because you don't like him. But He may not like you, but you will like him. That is the Krishna devotee. Krishna devotees may have enemies. People may consider Krishna devotee. People may consider Krishna devotee an enemy. But Krishna devotee never considers anyone as enemy. What can you do? You may consider Krishna devotee, this guy is exposing my weakness. This guy is trying to show me that I am a foolish person. So I don't like this. But say, devotees are doing a thankless job. You do so many things. Generally, if somebody does things for you, you will thank him. Thank you, thank you. You did so much service for me. But Krishna devotee, suppose we make you a devotee, your parents don't like us. This Krishna devotee, they are separating my son from us. They don't like. We want to make your parents also devotees, that they don't like. And because you are intelligent, you want to become devotee. So parents don't like. So, devotees don't separate anybody. They want everybody. You, your parents, everybody become devotees. But they don't want to. And you want to. So that is not our problem. A devotee is open to everybody. He doesn't discriminate Indians, Americans, old people, young people, Muslims, Christians, dogs, human beings. A devotee is, because he loves Krishna, a devotee will love a dog also. That doesn't mean that he will keep two, three dogs in the temple. If you love dogs, that means you want to give them also Krishna consciousness. You want to, a devotee wants to make a dog also Krishna devotee. We have Gosala. We want to make the cows also Krishna devotees. So we give cow's milk to Krishna. That means they are giving just milk. They will give to anybody. Cows are not thinking, if it is only for Krishna, I will give milk, otherwise I will not. They don't think that. They give milk. But Krishna devotee, he will use that milk for Krishna. So the cow is benefiting. Because her milk is used for Krishna's service, so she is serving Krishna. Otherwise, the cow doesn't know. Similarly, the cows are given name. Our cows have the name Ganga, Yamuna, Revati, Subhadra, and Surabhi. All are associates of Krishna. So, you are giving them just like when you become a disciple, you will be given a name. Narayan Das, Vaikuntha Das, Golok Das, Surabhi Devi, like that. So the cows are given name, that means they are made disciples of Krishna. But to make you a disciple, you have to check so many things, because you do so many nonsense things. So you will not be made a disciple immediately. But cows, immediately they are disciples. This is Surabhi, this is Ganga, Yamuna. But we are staying for 10 years, 15 years, but no spiritual name, because we are not ready. We are not qualified, we have reservations. So as long as you have reservations, how can you be a disciple? Disciple means discipline. So human being to become a disciple, it takes time. Outside he is putting all dandavat pranams and all that. Inside, he has resistance. He has no humbleness. And he was absent, you know. How many days absent? So, that is the difference. Just like the gopis, they used to go to Krishna. These gopis are married. Because in India by 12 years, 13 years, girls are married, even now. I have told many times, from childhood, they are playing small children. But the girls are married early. So they go to their husband's place 13, 14 years. So when they are not married, they pray to Katyayani. Krishna is so beautiful. Please, give Krishna as my husband. Krishna is all attractive. So Krishna fulfilled their desire. So the gopis are married. Still they went to Krishna. Is it good or bad? If you are already married, how can you go to another man? Because they have gone to God. So if you are married and you go to another man, you are like a bitch. You are like a dog. Dogs, no marriage. They move freely among other dogs. But human beings, if they move like that, they are seen as very bad. Loyalty. Man has to be loyal to his wife, woman has to be loyal to her husband. That is human life. But when you have God-like, dog-like behavior, then we will be looking here and there. So the gopis, they are very great devotees. They are married. They said, who is this? This is not my husband. Krishna is my husband. That means they have found their real husband. Morning, I was getting an idea. So I wanted to call Lizzie. What is the difference between unmarried girl and a widow? What is the difference? You know? A widow is helpless. But unmarried girl, who is dependent on Krishna, she has eternal protection. A widow, she wanted to depend on somebody, but that guy died and the woman became helpless. That is a widow. Whereas if a woman decides not to marry, because why should I have a husband who will die? I will have a husband who can protect me forever. That is an unmarried woman who depends on Krishna. So, woman has to be dependent all the time. So, an unmarried girl who has taken Krishna in her life, is she alone or she has full security? Full security. The husband may be there or may not be there. Even the husband is there, if your karmas are not good, he may not be able to give you protection. Husband is there. But if 10 people attack the husband and kill him and exploit the woman, so the husband could not protect. But Krishna, Krishna's protection is called infallible. Infallible means achyuta. Anyone who takes shelter of Krishna, completely guaranteed, Without husband, your life is safe. Without husband, nothing is amiss. Nothing is missing in life. Your maintenance, everything is going on. And you are satisfied. Generally, a woman cannot be satisfied without somebody's shelter. But Krishna devotees, man without woman is half. Woman without man is half. Unless they are together, that is not true. But in Krishna consciousness, woman is single, man is single. Are they half or complete? If you are united with Krishna, you are complete. That's why we don't have to look for anything. I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm insecure. They don't feel like that. So what is the difference between a woman and a widow? This is it. Is there some difference? A woman who is dependent on Krishna will never become a widow. No? And a woman who is dependent on Krishna, she is not lonely. That's why generally a single woman is restless. Life is very troublesome. But if they are dependent on Krishna, they don't have to look up their head because they are always busy, satisfied. Something to read, something to do, full of service. No? Krishna can be served 24 hours a day. No? Krishna can be given so much service. So that is the difference between a widow and a single woman. He hesitated a second because of intimacy of the pastime. Prabhupada hesitated a second because of the intimacy of the pastime. But then he decided to narrate it to us anyway. Of course, these things are not publicly discussed. But still you are a little interested in Krishna. So Krishna, it is not possible socially. Krishna made it a plan that he accepted every one of them as his wife. The girls were taking bath in the Yamuna, keeping their clothing garments on the shore. Still in India, especially in Punjab, the practice is that where the woman takes bath, strictly no man can go there because they put their clothing on the shore. They dipped in the water naked. So this was being done. Generally nobody should bathe naked. Man or woman, nobody should take naked bath. So Krishna has noticed this. It is like putting them to shame, at the same time fulfilling their inner desires. So if a woman is naked and some man goes there, she is put to shame. So these women are taking bath naked, and Krishna appeared there. So finding their fault, how can we all do like this? At the same time, a woman can only become naked before her husband. So when they are all naked before Krishna, that means Krishna has accepted all of them. So that pastime. So Krishna took their clothes and then got up on the tree. The girls were ashamed and they begged Krishna, Krishna, this is very bad. Why have you taken our clothes? No. You beg the clothes with folded hands, then I shall give you. Remembering the mischievous dealings of the Lord Krishna, Prabhupada was full of smiles. The devotees also laughed with him, and Prabhupada approved. So, have you liked this story? The idea is that you wanted me, all of you, as your husband. Now I am fulfilling your desire. I am seeing you naked. Because woman can be naked only before the husband and before no one else. This is chastity. Contrasting these transcendental dealings, he described the more ordinary affairs of a self-centered materialist. As soon as one is grown up, reaching youthful time, the sex desire is very strong, very strong. So they unite. A boy finds a girl finds a boy, they unite, and there is sex. As soon as there is sex, there is bondage immediately. As soon as they unite, then relation becomes very tight, very strong. Nowadays, it is not like that. Because our minds are not pure. Generally, this is the olden days, when a woman becomes attached to a man becomes attached, they become very trustworthy to each other. Nowadays, because the mind is not clean, woman wants to meet many men, man wants to meet many women. People are like animals. But in the olden days, at least they were not like that. One man, one woman. So, as soon as one is married or unmarried, generally speaking married, then he needs an apartment, gruha. Gruha means apartment. So long he remains brahmachari, there is no need for house. He can lie down anywhere. But as soon as the man and woman are together, immediately they need an apartment. Then to maintain the apartment, you must have some land. There was no industry previously, that's why the word land was used. There was land and they have some income from the land, so they can build a house. So, people used to have land, not bank balances and factories and like that. Everyone must produce his own food by tilling the land. One can produce, but they have left the process of livelihood. They have taken to industry nowadays. First of all, you need a house. You need some agricultural land to maintain the family. Then some capital. As soon as they are married, at least woman wants some children. After the marriage, woman is anxious to have children because she wants to bind the husband. If the man and woman are together and there are no children, woman doesn't feel safe because there should be some children so that she has a right on the husband. He cannot go away. But if there are no children, the man may go away and there is no binding. So his descriptive observations soon had everyone laughing as he began to parody the entangled householder. After it has got very nice apartment and good conditions of living, then you will invite some friends. Please come and see my nice family, our happy living. And one after another bonding. Suppose you are a very poor man, you don't like friends to come because they think you are unfit. But if you have a lot of money, nice building, nice family, then you want to invite friends, see how successful I am. What's going on? If you don't have a job, if you don't have things properly, you are ashamed to invite people to your house because they will know that you are incompetent, you are incapable. Who will invite guests, relatives, friends? One with money, he will invite just to show, see how successful I am able to get a lot of money. So that happens. Then you will invite some friends. Please come and see my happy family. And one after another bondage. Because if you are opulent, you have to show your friends. Otherwise, what is the opulence? Suppose if you have money, but you don't have a car, you don't have a building, so who will respect you? When they see that you have a car and building and all that, people know you're a big man. So money, if you have, you have to show it. So people will treat you as a big man. Otherwise, what is your opulence? If your friends do not come and congratulate you, you are so wonderful, you have got such a nice wife, nice apartment, wonderful. Because in the Kali Yuga, this is only considered wonderful. If you have a beautiful wife, if you have an apartment, people think you are very lucky, very successful. Ah, he's enjoying his life. In Kali Yuga, people think like that. But not according to Shastra. If a man has a wife and apartment, a sadhu will come and he is not happy. He will think they are wasting his life. They are wasting their life and they are spoiling their life just for sense gratification. They are not doing any bhakti. But foolish people, they are satisfied with just wife and apartment. They think they are very successful. No spiritual life. No knowledge about God. So everything is mentioned in Shastra. If one can maintain wife and children, he is most expert. Forget Krishna, that is all right. Oh, he is expert. How he is maintaining? When I first came, I met one elderly lady. She had a son. When Prabhupada went to US, he is telling, he met an elderly lady, she had a son. So as an Indian, I asked, why don't you get your son married? She replied, I have no objection. If you can maintain wife, I have no objection. That means to maintain wife in United States is a very big job in your country. I have seen it. For the last few weeks, he has used the elephant as a symbol to portray several different philosophical points. So what we can learn from an elephant, Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada told about an elephant for many, many days. Because an elephant represents many philosophical points. The bathing of the elephant, that is one example. Gajendra and the crocodile, that is another example. The fish and elephant in the ocean. Now he added another, lighter, more amusing comparison, much to everyone's delight. Of course, when we talk, we must talk freely. That is a fact. But formerly, in our father's age, they used to come to foreign countries and they thought it is a great thing to possess an American wife, an European wife. Yes, they are thinking like that. So all the students who come to England for higher studies, naturally you would carry one white elephant. You will marry. You want to show my wife is European, foreigner. They used to say, it is not my words, they used to say, to maintain a European wife is like maintaining an elephant. To maintain an elephant, elephant eats so much. I said, people cannot maintain an elephant. You have to spend, it eats daily 5,000 rupees worth of grass. How you will live? All your money will go to elephant. So, elephant example is used for many things. People who have sex weakness, we toured Orissa. All the temples in Orissa, a lion is sitting on an elephant. A lion is sitting on an elephant. Because elephant cannot face a lion, although it is a very huge animal, but it cannot face an elephant. So, generally, Krishna is also compared to elephant. So, elephant example. Krishna is compared to elephant because elephant gait is elegant, royal gait, like this goes. But the elephant is a timid animal, but his gait is majestic. But Krishna is not timid, he is really fearless, so he has an elephantine gait. All the elephant is very big, but if she elephant is there, immediately this he elephant can be caught. Big animal, but a human being can control elephant, knowing the weakness of the elephant. So, a lion symbolizes heroism, and elephant symbolizes lust. So, Prabhupada is saying, so anyway, you have got so many white elephants. As he relaxed in his room before breakfast was served, Prabhupada continued, as he often does, to comment on the same topics he addressed in his lecture. He was telling Pushta Krishna Maharaj how we become embarrassed by our material desires. He said, it is not only his own man who sometimes fall victims to Maya in the form of sexual allurement. Some of the so-called Goswamis of Vrindavan have been caught in compromising situations. One well-respected figure in Vrindavan was caught with a sweeper woman by her husband. In anger, he cut off the Goswami's nose. So this Swamiji got involved with a sweeper woman and the husband came to know about it. And he came cut off the nose because he has done something very bad. So he was humiliated. More news on the bomb incident in New Zealand came today in letter from Asamachanandan Das. He confirmed the two men involved were connected to Trista Krishna's farm had been manufacturing bombs in a garage. They had enough explosive to make 5 or 6 nitroglycerin bombs. When one went off and blew them to pieces, he said, the media were largely accepting that the movement as a whole was not involved. There have been some varied reactions from people on the street, although he doesn't expect this to last very long. The rest of his lecture was dedicated to an appreciation of the presence of the newly installed Gaurnikai deities, who he said were inspiring them to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada responded with encouragement to go out and sell books. He gave a lengthy denunciation of the press for trying to associate the men's activities with our society. Despite Asamachanandan's feelings of fair dealings from the press, after seeing the thesis fun headline, Prabhupada took pains to ensure we get a fair hearing and report this. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna, just like we go on the streets chanting, and others will imitate it. However, in our aim, you will not find that our organization is dedicated to making bombs and such goals. Our aim is to awaken people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, by chanting the holy names of God. We have published so many books to explain our philosophy. Why we should sit idly by and allow the press to unfairly take advantage and misrepresent Hare Krishna movement. Suppose somebody in Hare Krishna movement, he runs away with woman. So that is not the philosophy of Hare Krishna movement. If somebody does something nonsense, but press people want some masala, they want to say Hare Krishnas. They know that Hare Krishna people, they live like this, like that. If somebody something does bad, they should not try to defend. Because we are not preaching like Rajneesh, Sambhogya Samadhi. We are not preaching that. If some ruffian, some rogue person does, so you should ignore it, because we are not training people to live like this. Not, we are trying to tell people, control your sex. So that is the philosophy. But paper people, many people are living nicely, and then they are preaching how to live a disciplined life. And somebody, one in thousands, one guy comes just 2 days back, and he does something nonsense. He can say, Hare Krishna did like this, very bad. Because nowadays, people want to kill God. People want to tarnish the image of a sadhu. Somebody does nonsense, they want to tarnish the image of all sadhus. All sadhus. Is it right? Unfair. And you give them money, so something bad happens. And they come, and they tell you, you give 10 lakhs, that is called blackmailing. You give 10 lakhs and we will not publish the news. No. We are running midday meal program. One day, 3 reporters came to my room. Swamiji, there was some cockroach in food. We are going to report in the press, tell everybody. And then you're telling me, if you give us some money, we'll just ignore the figures. And the guy directly told me. Then I told her that we don't accept. Maybe we will explain the reason why there is cockroach in the food. But we don't want to be blackmailed by you. Get out of here. You right. And people laugh. We tell them, we are sorry for cooking for 40,000 people. Occasionally, it's not that we are bringing cockroach and putting it in the khichdi. Some cockroach is roaming here and there. Hot cockroach, it died. If it is cold cockroach, you can drive it away. But somehow we are trying to give people very hot, fresh prasad. And a cockroach came. So we tell them, we will take extra precautions. So please, you recognize our good service for so many months and so many years. One stray incident. Please don't take it. Maybe you can explain. And this guy, I have to give him 3 lakhs, he says. Otherwise I will blow up your mission by reporting very bad. ISKCON is serving worm food to children. Children are becoming sick. There is lizard and cockroach in ISKCON food. They are very reckless and like that. They gave a press report, no? Yourself, Chandrasekhar, with the press cutting. ISKCON is dedicated to give quality food. So it actually became a plus point for us because they wrote bad about ISKCON. Everybody came to know about ISKCON food relief. And they said, now ISKCON is giving, our children are saying ISKCON food is so nice. The schools are saying ISKCON food is good quality. So it became talk of the town. The press people don't report. We don't get the good publicity. So he made one bad publicity and the whole town reacted. And they said, no, ISKCON is doing good. So more money started coming in. So, Prabhupada said, our movement cannot be judged by the activities of some individual. And this man is not in our camp. And still the press took unfair notice because he just said Hare Krishna. We should demand at least equal time from the press to explain the entire situation clearly. And when necessary, we should file a suit against the newspaper in order that things are not distorted. It is not in our aims anywhere to build bombs. The same mentality is involved in trying to blow up a slaughterhouse as is there in meat eating. Such things will not stop people from unnecessary animal slaughter. Just by bombing an animal slaughter, things don't stop. By educating people in the science of Krishna consciousness, that they will automatically develop all good qualities. Yashyatma bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasite sura. And the non-devotee will not have any good qualities. Even they may be vegetarians. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahatguna mano rade nasati dhavato bahi. So we should clearly establish our aims in such situations and not sit back idly. We must preach very boldly whenever the situation confronts. As a BBT trustee, Srila Prabhupada also received his copy of the latest BBT report written by Rameswara Swami, sent to all the trustees, Bhagavan Das, Gopal Krishna Das, Hridayananda Goswami, Jayatirtha Das, Tamalakrishna Goswami. It outlined the financial standing of the BVD as on April 1976. Rameswar included projections for the coming years, printing as well as detailed monies owed to BVD from loans to the temples. As a minimum budget per month, he started fixed commitments of 2,75,000 dollars. Broken down, this allocated dollars 80,000 to India, 70,000 for BTG, $75,000 for hard book printing, and $50,000 for various types of overhead, freight, rent, etc. The printing included 5 lakh hardbound Bhagavad Gitas to be printed with Kingsport Press in US rather than with Dwaya Nippon in Japan. In addition, Kingsport will also print 50,000 copies each of first 4 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Rameswara reported a shortfall in income due to various fluctuations in book distribution. This was caused by devotees going to India in February, March for the Gaurapurnima festival. With Radha Yatra festival season coming up, he forecast further delayed payment from temples. At several temples have been promised large loans, including England, which won $75,000 in late June. Construction in Mayapur will also need $1,50,000 before the next Gaurapurnima festival in March 1977. Rameswar therefore suggested European BVT should start taking some of the burden for expenditures, such as providing London loan and sending money to India when the 50% each BVT is supported to make available for temple construction. He also reported that now Tamalakrishna Maharaj, in pursuance of Srila Prabhupada's request that he organize book distribution all around the world, he set up an office for this purpose in a new skyscraper building in New York. Some of the ideas include finding out how to break into high school libraries, how to sell 1 lakh Bhagavad Gitas, find new public finance sankirtan sites, how to develop new methods of distribution such as door-to-door, encyclopedia sales, selling complete set of Prabhupada's book, how to open up other countries with legal structures similar to US. Rameswar recommended that the other trustees provide manpower to help Tamal develop his program. There is one item in the report under the heading Press Action, which Prabhupada particularly noted, and not without concern. One big snare is Sanskrit. With Nitya and Jagannath Das and Vrindavan doing nothing for the books anymore, the age-old Babaji disease that afflicts our Sankirtan man. Prabhupada picked up Pradyumna, and he traveling with his divine grace, although he is sick and sleeps 20 hours daily. So the entire burden falls somehow. Newman in Los Angeles, headed by stalwart Duryodhana Guru. The BVD is also looking out for new warehouse facilities in Los Angeles. Every 2 years they seem to outgrow each previous place. Now once again the present warehouse of 12,000 square feet is inadequate. With so many new books coming in, beginning in September, Rameswar is actively seeking a new lease. Finally, in a postscript, he mentioned that he has hired a jet set professional public relations firm for a 9-week period at a cost of $3,000 to handle Prabhupada's upcoming visit. They will concentrate on Los Angeles and New York visits and try to get interviews with large circulation magazines such as People, Esquire and others. He considers the expense which has been donated well worth it when calculated against what we spend each month putting out the BTG. Srila Prabhupada went over the report item by item, not letting any detail escape his attention. With such large amounts of money being earned and spent in the distribution of his books, he is very attentive to see it all used wisely in the service of Krishna. Under transfers, disbursement, he had noted a sum of $4,250 paid to the Dayarama project in Los Angeles, only 50% of which was to be repaid by the temple there. In his reply to Rameshwar, he inquired why the Bibit was carrying the other 50%. He also wanted to know why the press had an overhead of $50,000 per month. Another item he noticed was a large amount of money owed by the temples for loans taken out and books purchased, over $10 lakh in each instance. Prabhupada asked what was being done to collect these debts. He had a practical solution to the warehouse problem. Simply send some of the books to the temples in New York and use one of the floor for storage. With Tamala Krishna there to oversee things, the BBT could have warehouse on both the West and East Coast. As for the London loan, he wanted to know what happened to the previous fund the London temple was supposed to have had, and what happened to money collected in France and Germany. He agreed that the loan could come from Europe by having Bhagavan make an early repayment of the loan he previously took to buy a cheetah, Chetty, in France. But ultimately he requested the other trustees to consult with each other and decide what to do. As for the mention of the inactivity of the Sanskrit editors, Nithai and Jagannath, Prabhupada didn't say anything to Rameshwar about it. Of course, on May 4th, Srila Prabhupada had heard similar news from Radha Vallabh, and he had approved work of going ahead without their input. But Rameshwar's use of the phrase Babaji disease set him thinking. Babaji disease. So some devotees are some devotees are sometimes called Babajis. Why a devotee is called Babaji? Babaji means lazy people. They dress like sadhus, but they live a lazy life. Who are the most active people? Military people, politicians, scientists, laborers. Devotees are most active people because they are in love with Krishna. So 24 hours, everybody has holiday. The labor people have holiday, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 1 day holiday. The military people have vacation, be on duty for 6 months and take off, 2 months go home. But devotees, like overnight, you do overnight duty, next day off. We have one devotee, Srinivas. He's a conductor. All day he will go to do conductor job in a bus, APSRTC. And next day off. That's how in the world. But devotees, 365 days. You cannot come and say, Swamiji, any day there is holiday to the temple, summer vacation, no temple program. So who are the most hardworking people in the society? Devotees. They get up very early, people generally don't, and they go to bed late, 10:30, 11, and again get up at 3 o'clock. So devotees are not lazy people, but devotees are not also foolish people. Foolishly active. There are people who sleep and then when they get up, they are very active. But that activity serves no good. The people are all working, but they don't go to God after death. So that's called foolishly active. So devotees are not lazy, devotees are not foolish. That means devotees are active and devotees are intelligent. Where to work? What to work? Not that headlessly, foolishly they go on working. Babaji disease. He sent a short letter to Jagannath and Nithai in Vrindavan. Dear Jagannath and Nithai, please accept my blessings. I have received a report that you are not working on my books. Why have you stopped editing my books? So, what are you doing with my books? You have stopped editing, but what is your occupation now? So, we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki.